yodle yodle. Hi ho, hi ho, ho, hi ho, hi ho, 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 liodi, 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 ho. It doesn't, refuses to be categorized. That might be my best intro yet. Quite proud of me, actually. Quite chuffed with that effort. Friends, hello. If you're wondering, oh, there he does. She sounded a little nicely. I am nicely. Thank you for noticing. I did go to the bathroom before and have a nice big cry, so thank you. In completely unrelated news, I am very much hoping that my periods are coming. Otherwise, I'm concerned I'm entering into a depressive episode. Oh, God. It's been a week, guys. It's been a real fucking week. Life continues apace. It really does. And I just feel a little bit raw about some things. So, bless. That's where I'm at. On one level, I'm totally groovy. On another level, I'm like, obviously crying in a toilet. First things first, I'll talk personal stuff because life's always more important than business. Life stuff. So we are going through the process of dealing with aging parents. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get on top of this. Instead of this feeling very anxiety-inducing, I'm going to read some books about it. So I ordered some books. I read through We Need to Talk About Aging by Dr. Melissa Levy, who is a clinical psychologist here in Australia dealing with specifically, you know, like the elder population. And I was reading it and I was like, wow, this is brilliant. You know, like I can be more compassionate. I can just really sit deeper in this part of myself that is, you know, like, the best way of saying this, the Kuan Yin part of me, you know, Kuan Yin is just the epitome of compassion and loving kindness, and like has this just beautiful expanse of energy from the Buddhist and Chinese Buddhist traditions, and she is just so deeply inspirational to me. And so I was like, okay, I can sit in this, I can learn to love life as it is. I even got a fucking tattoo put on me a couple of weeks ago, and it says I love life as it is, and I just felt like it was such big medicine, and I was like, yes, I'm here for it. And so it was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I can glimpse this part of myself who I can step into. And I was just feeling so grateful, like, to connect in with our energy, and was like, I'm gonna cope with this transition so well, even the difficult parts, because I'm really tapping into something big. And I was like, just felt full of resolve. And then we got a call earlier in this week, and one of our elders had a medical emergency and needed to call an ambulance and has been hospitalized. And immediately I was just full of shock and terror and anxiety and freak out. And that's kind of where I've been since then. And I just feel like it's so rude that I was like totally glimpsing, like, oh, I'm going to be just so compassionate and peaceful. And I've worked this out. I've cracked the code, guys. I cracked the fucking code. And then life happens and I'm like, oh no, I can't. I can't over intellectualize. I can't remove myself from suffering. I can't immunize myself against suffering just by reading some fucking books. And that sucks. That really sucks, guys, because I was so hopeful. I do make myself laugh. Thank you. Thank you. The patterns are hilarious, right? They are hilarious. So, anyway, it's just ended up being a bit of a bigger, busier, rawer week. And then, like, the day after that happened, I had to go in to the doctors, our doctors, one, because I had to set up with a new doctor, and two, I wanted some extra advice about a different elder care situation. And the thing about going back to doctor is it's my first time of going back to my doctor's surgery after my much beloved doctor passed away suddenly last month. And I still feel really sad about it. It was just very sudden. It was very shocking. And he was just the kindest human. And he just touched everybody, I think. And so I was like, it was really hard. Like I had to, they had a picture of him on the wall, where, like his usual office surgery. And I was going to the doctor's just next door to his. And I'd made jokes that, oh, well, it's going to be good if I like go to the doctor's surgery, like the door next to him, his next door neighbor, through the wall. Because then, like, if he wants to come and haunt me, it's going to be so much easier for him to find me. Why? And like, laugh. Thought I was so funny. I get there, see the picture of him, burst into tears, and just sob my way through as I sit in the waiting room. And then I go in to meet my new doctor, and I can't even speak. And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, it's Dr. Gellerman. And she's like, ah, yes, of course. Everyone feels like that. It's very, very hard. I'm very, very sorry. All of his patients adored him. We all adored him. And so I just wept my way through that. Oh my God, I've been absolute leaking teapot. And I thought I could read a book and intellectualize myself out of this experience of being a human who's got to go through loss and grief. The fuck. The absolute fuck. This is one heck of a journey that we signed up for. Oh my God. And often I just don't feel like I signed up for it at all. But then I'm like, ah, yes. This will make me wider. This will make me more expensive. This will make me more understanding. So those big, some big lessons. And I also feel lately as though I'm wondering if I have been too rigid in my beliefs. I feel like I have become more judgmental in recent years, especially with the whole, you know, the whole pandemic, vaccinations, conspiracy theories, all that kind of stuff. And I feel like I hardened my heart against anybody who had a different perspective from me. And I just, looking back, I think that's not who I want to be in this world. And how can I hold two things in my hand at once? And how can I be more, just accepting of other people as they are, without this absolute rigidity of believing that I am right and they are wrong and they are bad and I am good. Like, it's a very binary kind of thing, and it is divisive and it's hard. And it's also like, I completely understand why I went there, because the pandemic was really scary. And you know, especially in the early days, and there were so many unknowns. So of course I became rigid. Everybody, like so many people became rigid, you know, in whatever path they ended up following, it was that rigidity. And it's created so much conflict in relationships and families and connections and things like that. And I'm wondering how I can soften my heart and open my understanding to people with other perspectives than the one that I have. So that's been a really big thing for me. Oh, so the life stuff continues apace. The big, the beautiful, the hard, the horrific, all that kind of stuff. And I'm on my way to Pilates. I'm running a little bit late. Yikes. Anyway, I'll be fine. But I think I'm a couple minutes away. Yeah, no, I'm a couple minutes away. I'll do this. I'll nail this. So yeah, that's kind of the things that I'm ruminating around in on the life part. And I wanted to share something about the business part, because if I don't say it now, it's going to feel, I mean, it's going to feel like a really hard left turn after what I just talked about, but whatever. I just need to talk about it, because otherwise I'll forget to talk about it on the podcast and then people will miss out on it. So I just need to let you know that I have decided to increase the price of my Brilliant Biz and Life Academy. That's the place where you can get all of my courses and coaching and books and business building templates and resources and all the shit. It's $8,500 worth of value, and it's currently $99 a year. And I'm really thrilled that I got to offer it for $99 a year, just a super accessible price. And it's also time to raise the prices on that. So I'm doubling the price of the academy, but I'm giving everyone a month's notice. So it'll be end of November when I double the prices. So if you want to dive into any more of my work about growing beautiful business and creating more revenue, then the Academy is the place for you, my friend. It's got absolutely everything you need at a ridiculously generous price. When you do sign up at $99 a year as well, you get to keep that membership price for as long as you're in the Academy. So no matter how many more times I raise the price on the Academy, you get to keep it for $99 a year. And historically, because I've run the Academy on and off since 2010, you know, I had so many people keep their $99 price point for 9 years or so, because they would just get such a huge amount of value out of it. We have got 24 new guest expert workshops coming in 2024. We have I've got monthly brand new workshops from me coming out on a huge range of topics. I also have brand new monthly releases of done for you templates and copy and resources. If you go to leonidawson.com/academy, you can see absolutely everything that you have that I have on offer there. Make sure you sign up before prices double so that I can just absolutely pour all the love on you and you can secure the early bird kind of founder pricing of it and live your fucking best life yet with it all. Oh, I just drove under a jacaranda tree and it's in full bloom and it's the most incandescent side of purple and I just adore it. Oh, what a treat. All right, my loves. That is me. I'm going to race into Pilates now. Thanks for this chat. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing this journey with me. I'm so grateful. And go check out the Academy. LeonieDawson.com/Academy. Make sure you get in before end of November before prices double. All right, you got this. I love you. I'm thinking of you. Bye.